Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, trade deadline is in the books. We got some of the candy we wanted, not all of it. But Michael, you've given us the most interesting ones. And now it's time to play teacher and dole out a few grades. Oh, God.
Yes, sir.
This exercise is always a good time. All right, go ahead, Mikey.
All right, so let's run through these, give your grades on them.
Which of course, may change in like 2 weeks based on how players play. But sure, let's have some fun.
Okay, Pelicans receiving
F.
4 second-round picks, along with Jason Smith and Stanley Johnson, for Nikola Mirotic. What do you make of this one?
I don't like it. To me, Mirotic, first of all, that might be the most impactful move at the deadline because Mirotic to the Bucks, spacing the floor as one of their bigs. If you think it's a problem keeping Giannis out of the paint now, holy hell. Look, that's how the Pels got good last year too, was adding Mirotic. I didn't think they got enough. I'm going to say that's a C move.
There is a violent knockdown by Lambert.
Get him, Johnny.
Wow,
little
throwback
Johnny
right
Mose for everybody.
All right, let's do the local one. Just to recap it, people that don't hear. Lakers get Reggie Bullock. Pistons get Svi Mihalyk, who's shooting in the gym right now. He's here. And a second-round pick.
It's a C+. I mean, I understand you needed to trade Bullock. I'm not delusional. I didn't think, oh, you'll automatically get a first. I thought New Orleans was desperate enough, but then AD demanded a trade. Mihalyk is a guy. He's a project. But he's dirt cheap. You got him for a few years. I go C+ on it. I don't hate it. And guess what? You don't have any second-round picks through 2023, so you added one. C+.
They have been called a dirty ball club, and I can see why.
I love Johnny Mose going in on the Pistons. David, do you have an opinion to offer? I mean, I just see all – it's fiery back there.
I'm just listening in on intently.
Okay. Michael, continue.
Okay. Magic sending Jonathan Simmons a Thunder first and Cavs second to the Sixers for Markelle Fultz.
I don't love it. To me, draft capital for Markelle Fultz can't do it. I said it even when the Pistons were in discussions and flirtations. I will deal you a player or an expiring or something, but I am not dealing you draft capital for a guy who is yet to prove he can play in this league, whose shoulder might be filled with mayonnaise. I just can't do it. I don't know what the hell the Magic are doing. Now, they need a point guard. DJ Augustine ain't the answer for the future. But, man, draft capital is more valuable in this league now than ever. I didn't love that. I got to be honest. Until I see Markelle Fultz shoot a three-pointer and look like a human being, is a D too strong of a grade there? A D?
That is pretty strong.
David, you object? I'm okay to objection?
Only because if they don't get the first-round pick, it becomes 2 seconds. I'm okay with giving up 2 seconds.
What do you want to grade it?
I would give it a C.
All right. How about a C-?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll walk down the road together. Next.
No, if you don't like that, you don't like NBA basketball.
Get him, Grant Napier. Get him.
Toronto trading Greg Monroe in a second-round pick to Brooklyn.
For what? An Italian hot beef? What?
That one actually just got posted a while ago.
What
not,
the hell?
In return.
What did they get?
And I believe, didn't they say, David, you just said a second ago that Greg Monroe's going to get released anyway.
Yeah, he's terrible. Would they get a square from Spumoni Gardens? Mike, you can't offer me a trade. And then what happened?
So they didn't post it right away.
Next. I'm vetoing it. Next. This is irrelevant. Next. Get to a better trade. What
this is a typical disgusting display by Rodman, Lambert, and Isaiah Thomas.
That's right. totally disgusting. Next.
All right, another one with Toronto. Toronto sending Jonas Valanciunas, DeLon Wright, C.J. Miles, and a 2024 second-round pick to the Grizzlies for Marc Gasol.
I'm all right with it. I don't love it. You know, is he an upgrade from Valanciunas? Yeah, I mean, if he stays healthy. I hate the fact that Gasol is such a plodding center, but I'd go a C. I don't think Masai Ujiri really could do a whole lot because anybody who's going to give you an upgrade is going to ask for OG Anunoby or Pascal Siakam. I'll go C. I didn't love it.
Because he's a goody good boy. He wouldn't do something nasty like that.
Johnny Most was a crazy person. I think we've established it. Next.
All right, another big trade that happened recently.
Mike, where's your intensity? You sound like you're asleep.
Well, there's just so much to read.
Get after it.
Clippers agree to trade Tobias Harris to the Sixers involving six players. Sixers get Tobias, Boban, Mike Scott. Clippers get Landry, Shamet, Wilson Chandler, Mike Muscala, who's actually just traded again. And they also received 2020 first-round pick, 2021 first-round pick, 2021 and 2023 second-round pick. Overall, what'd you make of the Tobias Harris trade?
Nudies.
I loved it. I loved it for both sides. If you're Philly, it's a hedge on Butler walking out of town. It's also another flexible big who can play the three and the four, shoot the three. Tobias is shooting it at 43%. I also, if you ask me right now, who would you rather keep, Tobias or Jimmy Butler? I'll keep Tobias 4 at 100 versus Jimmy Butler, you know, 5 at 150 or whatever it is. I liked it. And for Philly, look, man, they're going for it. What do you want me to say? If anything's questionable, it was their Jimmy Butler trade. Now, as far as the Clippers go, it's genius. Totally genius. They don't want to be the 8th seed. They don't want to get on a plane to Frisco and get killed. Tobias just, they turned Blake Griffin into 5 draft picks and some sprinkles. Now, on the Philly side, I'd grade it a B because they didn't get Patrick Beverley with it. And what do the Philadelphia 76ers need? They really need a bulldog perimeter defender to help Butler out because Butler on the other team's point guard is not what I want. So I'll go B there. I think for the Clips, it's an A. Brilliant move. It's why Jerry West is a brilliant man, and he's the logo on the sock. Next.
Tell that to these miserable Detroit media people because they called me Jerk of the Week. Well, fine. I'll be a Jerk of the Week.
Johnny Most.
Wow.
That's my childhood right there.
Relevant to the Detroit media discussion. There you go.
Oh, stop it right now. Great people.
By the way, the reason why that Greg Monroe thing, it was just cash considerations. So that's why there wasn't really another side of that deal.
When you're an NBA player and you essentially get sold like cattle, hang it up. It's probably time to just go relax on a beach.
All right, next. Wizards trade Otto Porter Jr. to the Bulls.
Hey.
Bulls get Otto Porter Jr. Wizards get Jabari Parker, Bobby Portis, 2023 second-round pick.
I'll give an A to the Wizards because they got Otto Porter off their books at $27.5 million a year. How is Gar and Pax still a thing in Chicago? The Bulls are a disgrace. There is no rhyme or reason to take on Otto Porter when you're just about to get out of Jabari and Bobby Portis. It's just F for the Bulls, A for the Wiz. And that might be the only A I've ever given out in the history of Ernie Grunfeld, or at least an A that I could say on the air. Next.
I am downright hard.
Come on. How do you go from Johnny Most, you know, 1987 against the...
Because he's a goody good boy. He wouldn't do something nasty like that.
Johnny Most courtside at the Silver Dome calling Pistons games. Okay.
Incredible.
Next.
Kings get Harrison Barnes from the Mavericks. Dallas gets Zach Randolph, Justin Jackson. Kings get Harrison Barnes.
Let me simplify this. Mavericks clear cap space by taking dead bodies on that will not play for this team. A for Dallas. Genius. Because now you're ready to roll. They've cleared the decks. It's Luka. It's Porzingis. You have a barbecue. You bring the two in. Everybody goes swimming in the pool, and you ask them, who do you want to play with? And now they got the room to do it. A for the Mavs. I'm going to go with a B for the Kings. I don't love Harrison Barnes, but it is time for the Kings to make the playoffs. They got De'Aaron Fox on a rookie deal, Harry Giles on a rookie deal, Marvin Bagley on a rookie deal. You can afford to take on the $25 million of Harrison Barnes. They need a wing to complement Bogdanovich. I liked it for both teams. I'll go B for the Kings, though, because I just don't love Harrison Barnes as a player.
Bingo!
Ralph Lawler for the W.
All right, lastly, Wizards-Pelicans. Wizards get Wesley Johnson. Pelicans get Markieff Morris and a 2023 second-round pick.
You can lick it.
I don't care. Next.
That was the last one.
Mike, that doesn't meet the grading scale.
That was the last one. We obviously weren't going to do Porzingis because that was so long ago.
You know what? I'm going to give another. I'm going to give you a bonus trade grade. The Phoenix Suns get a triple F minus for taking on Tyler Johnson. The Miami Heat get an A for trading away a sub sandwich that gets paid way too much money, and the Heat got out of the luxury tax. A for Riles, A plus on the hair, even though he's 80 but maintains it like Michael Douglas in Wall Street, and an F triple minus for the Phoenix Suns.
Mama, there goes that man.
There it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.